is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A year after one of the largest gatherings of far-right extremists in a decade led to deadly violence in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, several dozen white nationalists marched on Sunday across from the White House. However, their numbers were dwarfed by hundreds and hundreds of counter-protesters. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Counter-protesters far outnumbered the 30 or so white nationalists who showed up for the Unite the Right rally in D.C., organized by Jason Kessler.
A lot of white people feel aggrieved.
A few blocks away at Freedom Plaza, at least 1,000 counter-protesters gathered, including Reverend Graylin Hagler.
This country is a country of inclusivity and not xenophobia.
These events mark the one-year anniversary of the rally that brought neo-Nazis, white supremacists, KKK members, and others to Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was run over and two troopers killed in a helicopter crash. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Sporadic clashes continue for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni amid conflicting claims about whether the government or the Taliban insurgency control key installations. The Afghan army chief says his forces were conducting counteroffensives to evict Taliban fighters from the city. President Ashraf Ghani late Sunday chaired an emergency meeting of top security and intelligence officials to take stock of the situation in Ghazni. A retired Chinese professor who was taken away by authorities during a live television interview with VOA's Mandarin service nearly 2 weeks ago has been allowed to return home under strict security. The 84-year-old Sun Wen-Guang was detained on August 1st after being critical of the Chinese leadership on human rights issues. This is VOA News. Roy Worley is a professor emeritus of economics at the University of Illinois in Springfield, a state that is a huge part of the U.S. Farm Belt. He described the trade war waged by the U.S. government as terrible, as it would hurt all according to economic rules.
In the case of Turkey, things had started to go wrong in the very early stages of 2018. The economy...
I think it's terrible. It's the dumbest thing that we could possibly do. And the economics are that everybody will be hurt by this around the world, not just our two countries. It's a very short-sighted, narrow approach.
Worley also warned that U.S. additional tariffs would even disrupt the current global trade system, where countries are interconnected and interdependent for the common good.
Because, as you know, countries don't make goods anymore. They make parts of goods, and then they import the other goods. Wilmot taking a scissors and cutting all these connections, and that all kind of disintegrates the world trade pattern. We're responsible for it.
Professor John L. Rogers of Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management also stressed that the U.S. Consumers will also feel the fallout from the U.S. wage trade war.
For the average consumer that consumes a fair amount of Chinese product, it's going to hurt them. It's going to increase the price of those goods.
China and the U.S. recently started their second round of trade friction measures by imposing 25% tariffs on another $16 billion U.S. dollars worth of imports. Turkey's finance minister says his government has prepared an action plan aimed at easing market concerns that have led to a slump in the value of the nation's currency, the lira. Turkey was hit by a financial shockwave this past week as the lira nosedived 14% over concerns about the government's economic policies and a trade and diplomatic dispute with the U.S. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, warns of drastic measures if business withdraw foreign currency from banks. An explosion at a building thought to be used by an arms dealer killed at least 42 people, including 12 children, in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province. Meanwhile, Jan Egelin, the senior advisor to the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, warns everyone will be trapped in Idlib because there's nowhere else to go.
This area is screaming for diplomatic solutions. It's yearning for the best diplomats, the best military negotiators to sit down between each other and come to agreements, knowing that there wouldn't be another Idlib to be evacuated to.
For VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.